This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I am not alone. Can you introduce yourself? We have guests.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cindy Delomani. I'm a lecturer in the law unit in the Faculty of Management Sciences. And we actually have an exciting human rights project taking place. This project concerns our students. So we have like about 30 of our students, which we've taken from the Faculty of Management Sciences, who is currently being trained by the Human Rights Commission on basic human rights, what it means. And these guys are going to become our human rights champions for 2026. And basically, they're going to be working with other students on campus to identify possible human rights transgressions or the violation of rights. And then they're going to be working with the Human Rights Commission to try to provide some sort of solutions and way forward to these everyday challenges that occurs in students' life. So the project is a collaborative partnership between MUT and the Human Rights Commission. It started this year in 2026, and we're going to be running this project annually. So every year we're going to be reaching out to students. But this year we just started with the Faculty of Management Sciences because we have more subjects that we teach our students. But it's not to say that human rights is only the concern of more students. I think human rights affects all of us very fundamentally. It can be things about walking into a store and then people not serving you because of the color of your skin or because you're a female. It's really such basic things that affect us daily in our lives. So next year, our plan is to open up the call for students to be trained from other faculties as well, and not only the Faculty of Management Sciences. So we're looking for students to come in from natural sciences, from engineering, whatever your discipline is, but we just want to raise the education and awareness around human rights and how these things affect us very fundamentally on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, that is lovely. That is interesting as well, because I did get a bit of it.
Yes.
And I heard some arguments back there. There's this lady, she was raising her hand. There's a lady example you guys did about a high school for girls.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that and the solution at the end?
All right. So, this is based on a real life scenario, so I won't share too much of the details, but suffice it to say that students from a particular school were barred from entering a garage shop. And the question became was whether the students were discriminated there. But these were students from a girls' school. And the girls' school happened to be located quite near to the garage shop. Mm-hmm. But the garage shop and its owners were quite aggrieved because there had been a high number of theft cases which have occurred at the shop, primarily around the time when the girls were in the shop itself.
Mm-hmm.
So the logical conclusion that they came to was that the theft was being committed by the girls. But there was no proof to justify that, else they would have prosecuted the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But what the garage shop owners did as a precaution was to say that the students from the school were only allowed to enter the shop on condition that they were accompanied by their parents. Now, obviously, this didn't sit well with the parents because now there was an added responsibility to them, and they felt that their girls were being targeted against and they were being discriminated against because they came from that particular school. So this raises quite important discussions around discrimination, because sometimes we've got to balance rights. Like in this example, you've got to balance the rights of the shop owners because they have the right to conduct their business. They have the right to say who should be allowed in their shop and who shouldn't be allowed in their shop.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have the rights of the learners. But remember, again, the learners are under the age of 18. So maybe the shop is justified to say that they should be accompanied by their parents. But then, are we targeting this set of girls?
It's low-key leaning on gender inequality as well. Because now, my take on it was, I feel like they could have said every student or every person that is under the age of 18 should come with a parent, instead of saying that girls, because now it seems like it's inequality, but actually it is fair because the owner has been, I'm dealing with theft.
Yes.
So yeah, that was, I think, very interesting.
I think the owner's response was justified because he wasn't just randomly targeting the school. Mm-hmm. He was basing his argument on the fact that his shop had been subjected to theft. Yes. And I think it was only that school in the vicinity of the area, which sort of kind of isolated it now. It was lowering it and bringing it closer and closer to the girls. But I think in law, we also have to understand, which is what the commission is saying, is that sometimes there's got to be a balancing of rights. So the balancing of the rights of the girls and their parents and versus the balancing of the rights of the shop owners. And in this instance, it wasn't like there was a proviso being said to the girls, you're not allowed to come to our shop. That wasn't being told to the girls. Mm-hmm. The girls were saying, you can come to our shop
it's
if
just
you
that
want
you should bring your parents.
Yes. But then again, you know,
I think they shouldn't use gender. They should just say, you know what, people that are under the age of 18 should bring their parents, so that it's not going to seem like it's specifically to the girls, because at the end of the day, they don't have proof.
Yeah. But so then remember, that school was an all-girls school, right? So automatically, even if you said students are not allowed from X school, if it's a school...
No, you're not going to say from that particular school. You're just going to say girls in general. Students, I mean, in general.
Yeah. But remember, our law also does allow for fair discrimination. So in other words, even if you say, like, a particular gender or particular group of students, if the discrimination in terms of Section 36 of the Constitution is allowed and is deemed to be fair because you're balancing the interests of the shop owners against this, then in some instances you will find that the law would say that the discrimination is fair.
That is interesting. That is because I've never thought of it that way. It's always one-sided when I think about it. Okay, guys, Kwame, I hope you're hearing this. It's very interesting, guys. You should come this side. Are they allowed to bring more students here?
Well, they're allowed to bring the students, but I think more importantly is if you see our human rights champions on campus, please feel free to go and talk to them and ask questions. And if there's something concerning you that you are worried about, and maybe you wouldn't want to come and speak to the law lecturers, but you can certainly go and speak to these human rights champions who will talk to you about your rights and, you know, what are the possible solutions that you could go, embark on. And don't feel alone in all of this quandary of law sometimes and rights. It can seem so confusing if you don't understand it. But now we have human rights champions who are our students and will help you navigate this and hold your hand through the experience that you're going through.
Yes, it is nice because it's going to be peer-to-peer talk. So it's going to be really comfortable and easier. Yeah, that was a really lovely idea to come up with this. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.